Well, good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，晚上好。
Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Kenny.
Thank you, brother. As our brother Marco said, there's very much going on in this world today.
就像我们弟兄讲的，现在这个世界上正在发生很多的事。
And it could be very easy for us to despair and give up.
对我们来讲呢，我们很容易就放弃了。
But we know the one who is on the throne.
但是我们知道坐宝座上的那一位，
We know the one who is in control.
我们知道掌管万有的那一位，
We know the one that reigns over all things.
我们知道那位在一切之上掌权的那一位。
I didn't really want to focus on the virus or all those negative things this weekend.
这个周末我不想把我们的注意力只是放在瘟疫和这些消极的方面。
I wanted to focus on something extremely positive.
我想把我们的焦点放在非常非常积极的一面。
And that thing that is extremely positive is in the heart of God for his children.
就是神对着他的儿女，在神的心意，神内心的深意。
And that is bringing many sons to glory.
就是领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
Let's read a few verses again to begin.
我们开始的时候再读几节经文。
Hebrews 2:10, we'll read our text verse again.
我们一同来读希伯来书二章十节。
For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦得以完全，本是合宜的。
Now we'll look at the same book, Hebrews chapter 12.
我们再来看希伯来书第十二章。
We're just going to look at verses 5 through 11.
我们一起来看第五到第十一节。
I'll read a verse, and then our brother Tom will translate the verse.
我读这些经文，然后周刚弟兄翻译。
And ye have quite forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when reproved by him.
你们又忘了劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我不可轻慢主的管教，被他责备的时候，也不灰心。
For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives.
因为主所爱的，他必管教、鞭打凡所受骂的儿子。”
Ye endure for chastening. God conducts himself towards us, towards you, as towards sons. For who is the son that the father chastens not?
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
But if you are without chastening, of which all have been made partakers, then you are bastards and not sons.
再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且原管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
Moreover, we have had the fathers of our flesh as chasteners, and we reverence them. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?
再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
For they indeed chastened for a few days as seemed good to them, but he for profit, in order to the partaking of his holiness.
神圣的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
But no chastening at the time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief, but afterwards yields the peaceable or the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those exercised by it.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人得出平安的果子，就是义。
Let us have just another word of prayer before we begin.
我们开始之前再有一些祷告。
Lord, we just are so thankful we can come together again this evening.
我们为着再次能够聚在你的面前，主，我们感谢你。
We're thankful above all that you promise wherever two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in their very midst.
我们谢谢你，因为你向我们应许说，我们两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就在我们当中。
Even though there's been complications this weekend and we're meeting remotely, you are still in our midst.
虽然这个周末我们只能够远程的聚在这里，有很多的问题，但是你还是在我们当中。
How grateful we are that you are here.
你在这里，我们是何等的感恩。
And Lord, we ask that you speak the things that man cannot speak to us.
我们求你向我们说人所不能说的话。
We ask you to open your word in a living way that it would touch the very depth of our being.
我们愿你向我们说有生命的话，可以摸到我们里面的人。
Lord, we're not satisfied with just a surface understanding of your word.
我们如果只能够从表面上理解我们的话，理解你的话的话，我们就不满足。
But we ask the Holy Spirit to enlarge your words to our hearts.
我们求圣灵将你的话向我们心啊开启。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
Lord, we ask you to speak to us tonight, those words of eternal life, and do that transforming work in us.
我们求你向我们讲带着生命的话来改变我们。
For we ask this together in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名一起向你祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, this is our third message of four.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们四篇信息中的第三篇。
We have looked at two other things.
我们已经看了两件事。
We have been considering this single phrase in the scripture.
我们一直在思想圣经当中这一句话。
Bringing many sons to glory.
领许多儿子进入荣耀。
That is what is in the heart of God for his people.
这是神在心里面向着他子民的心意。
Don't you think it's wonderful that this takes place where it does in the book of Hebrews?
那么在希伯来书中这样的说。
Here Hebrews is looking at the glory of this exclusive son.
希伯来书让我们看到这个唯一的儿子的荣耀。
Here it's looking at the glory of this Son of Man in his so incredible sufferings.
当我们看到这个荣耀的儿子他所受的苦难。
And here it tells us the outcome of it all.
让我们看到结果。
And the outcome of it all is he is bringing many sons to glory.
他所做的这一切的最后结果就是领许多的儿子进入荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, I think that is the most uplifting message.
弟兄姐妹，我想这是最能够让我们受到鼓舞的信息。
It tells us what's in the heart of God for man.
它讲到神对人的心意。
It tells us what the divine destiny is for man.
让我们看到人神圣的结局。
It tells us this is his mission in the end.
让我们看到这是他最终的使命。
Brothers and sisters, how that should lift our spirit in times of trouble.
弟兄姐妹，在这个困难的时候，这样的话是何等的要提升我们。
No matter what goes on in this life,
无论我们生命当中发生什么。
No matter what happens to us in this life,
无论在这我们生命当中出现了什么。
This outcome is absolutely sure.
这个结局是确定的。
And we should take great encouragement from that.
我们应当从这个结局中受到激励。
We looked at the privilege of sonship.
我们看到儿子名分的特权。
What a privilege it is.
这是何等的特权。
Now I don't want to take away from our time tonight, but what an incredible privilege it is.
这是给我们何等样的特权，虽然我不想花太多时间今天晚上。
That God would take the right of his only begotten son, the one in whom all his delight is, and extend it to us is an ultimate privilege.
神从这个特权，从神的独生的爱子，最终却能够延伸到我们。
And this afternoon, we began to look at how this happens with us.
今天下午我们看到这是怎样发生的。
We looked at the birth of sons.
我们看到儿子的出生。
The ones that will become these sons that are brought to glory are those who are born again of the Holy Spirit.
那些能够被带进荣耀的，就是被圣灵所生的。
And these are the ones that will ultimately experience that full privilege.
这些人是将来会要经历那个特权的。
Praise the Lord, when we're born again, we are new creation in Christ Jesus.
赞美主，我们重生了，我们在基督里是新的创造。
Praise the Lord that the encouragement from the word is we are a new creation in Christ Jesus.
赞美主，神的话告诉我们说，在耶稣基督里面，我们是新造的人。
Praise the Lord that we're such a new creation, that we have a new response that cries out from the Spirit within us, Abba, Father.
赞美主，因为我们重生了，所以我们可以神的灵在我们里面，我们可以呼叫说阿爸父。
And thank the Lord that even though as sons we're incredibly self-centered, as newborn sons, incredibly selfish, he is determined to make us mature sons.
赞美主，虽然我们人生下来的时候是完全以自我为中心的，但是神定义了要让我们长大成熟。
This is a wonderful encouragement that comes from God's word to us.
这是从神的话带给我们的极大的鼓励。
Tonight, we're going to continue that progressive look.
今天晚上我们要继续向前看。
You know, I have this way of putting it, and I hope you understand it.
我希望我这样讲的方式大家能够明白。
Infants and little children are born.
婴孩和小孩子是生出来的。
But sons are made.
儿子是制作出来的。
Do you understand the difference?
你明白这当中的区别吗？
Infants are just born.
婴儿就是生的。
I said it was a miracle of God this afternoon.
今天下午我说了这是重生来的神迹。
But the Lord has to do a special work in those newborn babes in Christ.To transform them into those full-grown sons.
但是神要在这些在基督里新生的婴孩做奇妙的工作，使他们才能够成为长，才能够长大成人。
This is why I say children are born, but sons are made.
所以我这样说，孩子是生出来的，儿子却是要制作出来的。
So tonight, the burden on my heart is the preparation for sons.
今天我心里的负担是儿子的预备。
Let me encourage you with this.
我愿意这样来鼓励大家。
The Lord Jesus and the Father have made every provision for you that you might become a full-grown son and daughter.
基督和父神已经为我们预备了一切，使我们可以长大成人。
Every provision has been made for you.
我们所需要的一切，神都已经预备了。
In this making process, God will bring you to glory.
在这个制作的过程中，神要把我们带到荣耀中去。
This is not a question.
这毫无问题。
This is a fact for all that just cooperate with him.
这是对所有那些与神合作的人来讲的事实。
God is in the work of making sons.
神正在做制作儿子的工作。
Turn to the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament.
我们打开旧约耶利米书。
Here's one of my favorite stories.
这是我很喜欢的一个故事。
Look at verses 1 through 4.
我们来看第一节到第四节。
The word that came up to Jeremiah from Jehovah saying,
神赐给耶利米的话说,
Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words.
你起来下到窑匠的家里去,我在那里要使你听我的话。
And I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
我就下到窑匠的家里去，正遇到他在转轮做器皿。
And the vessel that he made was marred as clay in the hand of the potter. And he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make.
窑匠用泥做的器皿，在他手中做坏了。他又用着泥另做别的器皿，窑匠看怎样好就怎样做。
Brothers and sisters, this is who God is.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们的神。
He is the God who makes us into sons.
神把我们做成他的儿子。
We are like clay in his hands.
我们就像他手中的泥。
And he molds us into the very image of his own beloved son.
他把我们做成他自己儿子的样式。
He's an expert potter, by the way.
他是一个非常熟练的窑匠。
I don't know if you've ever seen a potter actually work on a wheel or not.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有看过一个窑匠在转轮上做工。
But an expert potter has the finest touch.
但是这个专家他们会把那个器皿做得非常的精致。
He knows just how much pressure to put on the outside.
他知道在这个器皿的外面要用多大的力。
He knows just how much pressure to put on the inside.
他也知道在里面要用多大的力。
And together, as he works that outside circumstances and that inside work,
他用外面的环境最终来做成他里面的工作。
He is making a vessel meet for the master's use.
他让这个器皿能够合乎主人的用处。
This was the word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah.
这是主给耶利米的话。
He was told to go down to the potter's house.
他让他起来下到窑匠的家里去。
And he was told to see what the potter was doing.
让他看窑匠做工。
And there he worked this work upon this wheel.
看到他在转轮上做工。
And then we see this work marred in his hand.
然后我们看到器皿在他的手中做坏了。
And then the glorious encouragement that comes from this is he didn't just cast the clay away.
那么带给我们激励的是他并没有把这个泥土扔掉。
But it says he made it again, another vessel.
但是告诉我们说他又继续做了另外一个器皿。
as it seemed good for the potter to make.
Brothers
and sisters, this is wonderful.
弟兄姐妹的实在是太好了。
This is exactly what Hebrews 2 verse 10 is all about.
这就是希伯来书2章10节所要告诉我们的。
This is the making of sons.
这就是在制作儿子。
This is the preparation of sons.
这是在预备儿子。
And the most encouraging part of it is we know who the potter is.
最激励我们的是让我们知道这个窑匠是谁。
I think this is very encouraging word.
我想这是非常激励我们的话。
Now, historically, that clay that marred in his hands was Israel.
从历史上来讲，他手中的泥是以色列人。
And I believe when he says he will make another vessel that pleases him, it's looking forward to the New Testament and the church.
我相信当那里面讲说他又做另外一个器皿的时候，他乃是讲到说教，他乃是讲到教会。
Corporately, we are that vessel that he is forming and shaping again to express all of his glory and in eternity and in the kingdom to share his glory.
从团体上来讲，我们就是他手中的工作，他要把我们做成能够一同跟他同享他的荣耀。
This is the making of sons.
这就是制作儿子。This
is what he is doing.
这是他正在做的。You
know, brothers and sisters, every circumstance in your life is arranged by this potter.
我们知道弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们周围所发生的一切都是神所安排的。I'll
never forget years ago reading My Utmost for His Highest from Oswald Chambers. I saw something that touched me deeply.
我记得。 许多年以前，当我读到一位弟兄所的文章的时候，使我的心非常受到触动。Oswald
Chambers said more than just a few times, "Your circumstances are engineered by the Lord."
他不止一次的说，我们的环境乃是神所安排的，乃是他的工程的一部分。That
touched me deeply.
深深的，我触动我。That
touched me as a Christian.
作为一个基督徒，我深深的被触动。That
touched me as an engineer.
作为一个工程师，我深深的被触动。I
thought, really? Does the God of glory so love me and so care for me and you that every circumstance is in his care?
我说真的吗？神这样爱我们的神，我们所遇到的每一个环境，我们的每一个遭遇，都是出于他吗？
I have held that in my heart all these years.
但我心里面这么多年，我心里面都这样的想。
He is the potter.
他是窑匠。
We are the clay.
我们是泥。
We are the work on the wheel.
我们是在他转轮上的工作。
And he is making us into those sons.
他把我们制作成儿子。
How wonderful that word is.
这神的话何等的奇妙！
This matter of bringing sons, many sons to glory, is first of all a making process.
讲到领许多儿子进入荣耀，首先是一个过程。
How comforting it is to know the one who is in control of it all.
我们知道谁将掌管一切，对我们带给我们何等大的安慰！
How marvelous is it to know that he's the potter himself?
让我们知道他就是那位泥匠，这是何等的奇妙！
And how tremendous is it to know his very end that is never in doubt?
让我们知道他最终的结果对我们来讲是何等的重要！
This story in Jeremiah 18 became the foundation for a famous hymn.
耶利米书18章这个故事是一首诗歌的，成为一首诗歌的基础。
By the way, I love the way you brothers and sisters love hymns.
弟兄姐妹哦，你们啊，我非常喜欢你们那种喜欢这种诗歌的方式。
And Brother Freedom's quite the singer, unlike me.
朱弟兄是一个唱歌唱得很好，跟我们一样。
This story became the basis of one of the most famous hymns ever.
这耶利米书当中的这个故事呢，就是一个非常著名的诗歌啊的来源。
You probably know the hymn already.
你也许已经知道这首诗歌。
That hymn is Have Thine Own Way, Lord.
这首诗歌就是啊，随你调度。
There was a sister in the Lord, Adeline Ann Pollard, that wrote this hymn years ago.
是许多年以前一个叫做 Pollard 的姐妹所写的。
It's a timeless hymn.
是一个永远有时间价值的诗歌。
It has been used to comfort millions of hearts.
许多的心被这首诗歌所安慰。
And it's been become the prayer of countless millions.
是无数的人用这首诗成为无数的人的祷告。
Our sister Pollard thought she was going to be a missionary to Africa, and that never happened.
我们的 Paula 姐妹曾经以为她要去非洲宣教，但是呢，她没有去成。
So disappointed and discouraged she became, she almost gave up.
她非常的沮丧与灰心，她几乎就要放弃了。
And one night she went to a prayer meeting.
有一天晚上她去参加祷告会。
And at that prayer meeting something happened.
祷告会上发生了一件事。
An elderly woman prayed.
一位年长的姐妹祷告说。
Just as our sister was so discouraged, this elderly sister prayed and didn't know her circumstances.
我们姐妹非常非常灰心的时候，这位年长的姐妹在不知情的情况下她祷告。
She prayed this simple and profound prayer.
她有一个非常简短但是却非常深刻的祷告。
She said, "It's all right, Lord. It doesn't matter what you do with us."
她说，主啊，无论你安排我做什么。
Just have your own way in our lives.
但愿你的旨意在我们，在我身上成全。
That deeply moved our sister Pollard.
这使我们的 Pollard 姐妹深受感动。
She went home and meditated on Jeremiah 18.
她回家之后就默想耶利米书第十八章。
And her eyes were open to this great divine potter that had control of her life.
她的眼睛被这位神圣的窑匠所开启，她看到神在她生命当中的旨意。
And before she went to bed that night, she wrote the four verses of this famous hymn that have affected countless millions.
那天晚上她上床之前，她写了这首诗歌当中的四段，这些诗歌影响了无数的弟兄姐妹。
Let me read just the first verse.
我来念，只念其中的第一节。
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way.
随你调度，主随你调度。
Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
你是陶匠，我是泥土。
Mold me and make me after your will.
愿你求你照你的旨意来塑造我。
While I am waiting, yielded and still.
我正在等候的时候，求你转我造我。
I remember almost every time I sing that hymn, tears well up in my heart.
我记得每次我唱这首诗歌的时候，都忍不住流泪。
This is very real to me.
对我来讲，这非常真实。
To think that this potter cares so much for us.
想到这位窑匠这样的关切我。
That all of your life is arranged.
我们所遭遇的一切都是他所安排的。
And predestined as a believer.
他是为他为信徒所定下的。
And the outcome is not uncertain. The outcome is absolutely sure.
结局不是不确定的，而是绝对确定的。
This is how we're prepared to be sons.
神就这样预备我们成为儿子。
Thank God for that making process.
感谢主为着这个制度的过程感谢他。
You know, I always think of the Apostle Peter.
我常常想到使徒彼得。
I think maybe this was the first message I shared in Newark years and years ago, maybe 12 years ago.
很可能这是我在 Newark 弟兄姐妹很多很多年之前当我第一次分享的时候所分享的。
Peter is evidence of this making process.
彼得亲眼见了这个制作的过程。
I think his whole life can be explained by two verses.
我想他的整个的一生可以用两节经文来解释。
There are two calls, one at the beginning of his life.
有两个呼召，一次呢是在他生命开始的时候。
Another at the end of John's gospel later, after he had betrayed the Lord.
那第二次呢，则是在主耶稣被卖之后，是在约翰福音第二十章。
And I believe the whole explanation of Peter's life is that making process in between.
那么彼得的一生呢，则是这个啊，在这两次呼召之前，他被制作的过程。
You remember what the Lord Jesus said to him when he first called him?
还记得主耶稣第一次呼召他的时候说什么吗？
He said, "Come, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men."
主对他说，来跟从我，我要让你得人如得鱼一样。
The focus wasn't on the ministry.
那焦点不是他要做什么。
The focus was upon the person.
而是这个人。
And then when you come to John 21,
当我们看约翰福音二十一章的时候，
after Peter had so failed,
当彼得大大的失败之后，
the Lord didn't let him go.
神并没有放弃他。
If anyone deserved to be let go, it was Peter that deserved to be let go.
如果有人应该被放弃的话，那应该就是彼得被放弃。
He said, though others leave you, I will never forsake you. I will even die with you were his so blatant words.
彼得说，纵然众人都离弃你，我总不离弃你，我愿意为你而死。
And yet before that little maid, he denied the Lord.
然而在那个小使女面前，他却否认了主。
And even cursed the Lord.
甚至咒诅主。
And in that infamous moment, he heard the cock crow.
就在那个时候，他听到鸡叫。
I think Peter was shattered at that moment.
我想在那个时候，彼得他心碎了。
He did the only thing he knew how to do. He gave up and went fishing.
他放弃了。
Go ahead, Tom. Did you finish?
Can you repeat, please?
he gave up and did the only thing he knew how to do, and that was to go fishing.
他放弃了。那么他想起来要做的唯一一件事情就是去打鱼。
And in that shattered state, the Lord called him to himself again.
就在那个时候，神再次来呼召他。
You remember those painful moments?
大家记得那个很痛苦的时候。
The Lord said, "Do you love me?"
主问他说，你爱我吗？
You remember Peter could barely utter a word.
也比较难以回答。
He couldn't even use the same word.
他没有办法用同样的词。
He said, "Lord, I'm attached to you."
他对主说，我和你在一起。
The Lord said it to him three times.
神对他说了三次。
In the last time, he said, "Peter, are you attached to me?"
最后一次，主对他说，彼得，你和我在一起。
I think it was in broken-hearted agony that Peter said, "Lord, you know all things. You know all things. I'm attached to you."
我想彼得那个时候他心碎了，他对主说：“主啊，你凡事，你一切都是知道的，你知道啊，我和你在一起。
And then the command again to feed my sheep.
然后呢，主给他同样的命令说：你喂养我的羊。
And then the call came again.
然后神再次呼召他。
Same words as before.
跟以前一样。
Come, follow me.
你来跟从我。
Do you know what the difference is?
你知道这两次之间的区别吗？
He didn't say, I will make you.
他没有说我让你得人如得鱼一样。
Through all those dealings, and through all those reducings, and through all those crises, he was making him.
在所有的对付他中，在所有的危机之中，在所有的对付中，他乃是要制作他。
I think I'm back on, Tom.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know if someone cut me off or if I just hit a button off.
It becomes silent.
How are we to be made sons?
我们如何被制作成儿子呢?
How are we to be prepared to be sons?
我们如何预备成为儿子呢?
Every provision has been made for us to be prepared to be sons.
神已经为我们预备了一切，使我们可以成为儿子。
There are a number we could look at.
我们可以看一些事。
But there are only a handful I want us to consider.
但是我今天我只讲其中几件。
First of all, we are to endure child training.
首先，我们需要经过儿女的训练。
You remember those verses we read in Hebrews at the beginning?
在希伯来书我们一开始读的那些经文。
They're all about the training of sons.
都是讲到儿子要经过的训练。
They're all about the making of sons.
都是讲到要制作一个儿子。
And the way he makes us sons is through child training.
他训练我们成为儿子的方式乃是经过孩子的训练。
It's abundantly clear that this is connected to sons.
这圣经非常清楚地让我们看见这一点。
Look at chapter 12, verse 5 again.
我们再一起来看第十二章第五节。
And have you quite forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as sons? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when reproved by him.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候，也不可灰心。
For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son he receives.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
It couldn't be clearer.
不能再清楚了。
If you're going to be made into a son, you must endure child training.
如果你要被制作成儿子，你必须经过儿童的训练。
This one passage explains everything that is behind the dealings of God toward his people.
这件经文就解释了神如何对待他的子民背后的一切的事情。
Everything he allows and does is with sonship in view.
神所做的一切，他让我们所经历的一切都是为着神儿子的名分。
It says, and I quote again, God conducts himself toward us as sons.
我再引用一句话说，神所做的一切都是为着让我们能够成为儿子。
This is the explanation of all of our circumstances.
这解释了我们所遭遇的一切环境。
Brothers and sisters, aren't you thankful that the one who disciplines is a loving father?
弟兄姐妹，你是否应该感恩那位对付我们的是一位爱我们的父？
Can you imagine if he were a tyrant?
如果他是一个暴君的话，你能想象吗？
We hate that word discipline.
我们不喜欢管教这个词。
But brothers and sisters, it's not discipline.
弟兄姐妹，那其实不是管教。
It's child training.
那是在对儿女的训练。
You remember the problem we spoke about this afternoon?
你还记得今天下午我们所讲到的问题？
The problem with these newborn babes is that they're self-centered and selfish.
那些新生的婴儿的问题，他们就是以自我为中心，他们是自私的。
And the only way to get them from this condition to become those mature sons is through child training.
是他们从婴儿的状况变成一个成熟的儿子的唯一的办法，就是经过这对孩童的训练。
What mercy this is toward us.
这对我们是何等样的怜悯。
Our child training is in the hands of a loving heavenly father.
对我们的这样儿童的训练是出自那位爱我们的天上的父。
What a wonderful mercy this is.
这是何等奇妙的恩啊怜悯。
What heaviness this lifts from us.
这真的是除去了我们多少的重担。
All that he does in our lives is with good in view.
他在我们生命中做的一切都是为着我们的益处。
All he's doing is managing us so we'll grow up and mature as sons.
他所做的一切，他管理我们，都是让我们可以长大成熟。
This is one of the main exhortations of the book of Hebrews.
这是希伯来书对我们的一个主要的鼓励。
In Hebrews chapter 13:22, this book concludes with this thought.
希伯来书第十三章第十二节说，
But I beseech you, brethren, bear the word of exhortation, for it is but in a few words that I have written to you.
希伯来书第十三章第十二节。Which verse?
Was it 13:22 or did I mess you up?
22. 弟兄们，
yes.
我略略写信给你们，望你们听见我劝勉你们的话。
This matter of child training is chief among the exhortations.
在这个劝勉当中的主要的话就是这样孩童的训练。
You think of it. The consequences, if we refuse this child training, are terrific.
弟兄姐妹想一想，如果我们拒绝这个孩童的训练的结果是什么？
It says that if we don't allow this, look at verse 7 and 8 again of chapter 12.
我们再来看一下第十二章的第七节。
You endure for training.God conducts himself towards you as towards sons. For who is the son the father chastens not? But if you are without chastening, of which all have been made partakers, then you are bastards and not sons.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。
When we think of this matter of sonship, there are only two choices.
当我们思想儿子名分这件事情的时候，我们只有两个选择。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We may just be babes in Christ.
我们可能只是基督里的婴孩。
We will never lose our salvation.
我们永远不会失去救恩。
But if we do not allow this child training, we'll never grow into mature sons.
但是如果我们拒绝孩童的训练，我们就不会长大成为儿子。
We will be bastards.
我们就成为私子。
Illegitimate children.
就是不合法的儿女。
A brother by the name of Barnes, many of you know his works, has described this condition of bastards.
我们的弟兄 Barn 他曾经这样来讲啊，描述这个狮子的事情。
He says that in the English law, a bastard is termed nilius filius. Now, I know you can't translate that into a Chinese.
在英国的法律当中，一个狮子呢，它的意思就是，无效的孩子。
But listen to what he gets at. This is very profound.
好好听一下他所说的，真是非常的非常的有洞察力。
He went on to say, it means
他接着说
illegitimate children.
是。法律上不合法的呀。
Listen to the consequences of it.
那么结果是什么呢？
He said, usually abandoned by the father.
这样的孩子通常是被他们父亲所抛弃的。
His own child he does not wish to recognize.
虽然是他自己的孩子，但是他却不愿意承认。
He neither provides for him.
他也不供应他的需要
，nor instructs him, nor governs him，
也不教导他们，也不管教他。
The condition is abandoned and forgotten。
他的情况就是被抛弃、被忘记。
Can you imagine such a state？
你能够想象这种情形吗
？Brothers and sisters, if we're going to be mature sons，
弟兄姐妹，如果我们要成为如果我们要成为进入啊，我们如果想要成为一个成熟的孩子
，then we must allow our heavenly Father to child train us.
我们必须让我们的天父来训练我们。
I think this is a so important thing.
这对我们来讲是非常重要的。
This is necessary if we're going to be made a son.
如果我们要被制作成为儿子，这是必不可少的。
You know, it ends and it says, we have all endured chastening from our natural fathers for a time.
那里面说，我们生我们的父都要管教我们。
But it tells us he does it for our good.
告诉我们说是为了我们的益处。
And it tells us that if we allow this work to be done,
告诉我们说，
What a promise exists at the end of this child training.
在这个孩童的训练的结果给我们的是何等样的应许。
I can't think of anything more important when we're talking about sonship.
当我们讲到儿子名分的时候，没有比这个再重要的。
Thank God that He is a loving Father that trains us.
感谢神，他是那位爱我们、训练我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you a most serious question.
弟兄姐妹，让我问你一个最重要的问题。
What is your choice?
你要选择什么
？Will you choose to be a son?
你要选择做儿子吗？
That accepts the discipline of a loving father?
接受那位爱我们的父给我们的训练。
Or will you choose to be a bastard?
或者你选择做一个狮子。
And he may say, I don't even know you.
他甚至说，我不认识你。
This is the first point I really want us to consider heavily tonight.
这是今天晚上我希望大家认真思考的第一点。
Enduring child training is the secret of being made a son of God.
忍受孩童的训练是我们能够成为神的儿子的一个秘密。
You know, I know today the word discipline is not a very popular word.
我知道现在管教不是一个很流行的词。
When I grew up, they didn't spare the rod and spoil the child.
我长大的过程中，我们的父母
I know today,
我们的父母还是用杖来管教我们。
I know today you can't hardly talk about that to parents.
我知道今天我们对父母都很难讲这些事。
I know my father didn't always discipline in a spirit of love.
我知道我父亲常常在因为爱我而管教我。
But I know one thing for sure.
但是我知道一件事。
I respected him.
我尊重他。
And I know that the Heavenly Father always disciplines in love.
我也知道那位我们的天父是在爱中管教我们。
And we can be certain that all of that is for our good.
我们知道他所做的一切都是为着我们的益处。
The second thing I want us to look at tonight.
今天晚上我们要看的第二件事。
If you're going to be prepared to be a son, there's one thing that's absolutely vital.
如果我们要预备成为神的儿子，有一件事情是非常重要的。
It's in Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
罗马书8章第14节。
Listen to how strong this word is.
让我们看看。
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
If you're going to be one of those sons that is brought to glory, you must learn what it means to be led by the Holy Spirit.
如果你要成为那个被带到荣耀里的许多儿子中的一个，你要知道什么是神灵、神圣灵的引导。
This is not an option.
这不是一个选择。
This is an absolute requirement for mature sons.
这是对于一个要成熟的儿子所必须的。
How clear this word is.
这神的话何等的清晰。
Without the leading of the Holy Spirit, you can never be a son.
没有圣灵的引导，你永远不会成为儿子。
Verse 15 says this.
第15节说,
For we have not received the spirit of bondage again for fear, but have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
You remember, we already talked about that this afternoon.
今天下午我们已经讲到这一点。
So how are we made sons?
我们是如何被做成儿子？
How are we prepared to be sons?
我们如何被预备成为儿子？
It is by the leading of the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵的引导。
Listen to what verse 17 says.
我们来看第17节。
The Spirit, capital S, meaning Holy Spirit.
圣灵。 就是大写的S。
Itself bears witness with our spirit, little s, meaning human spirit.
与我们的灵，就是小写的S, 就是人的灵。
That we are children of God.
同证我们是神的儿女。
And if children, heirs also.
既是儿女，便是后嗣。
Heirs of God.
就是神的后嗣,
and Christ joint heirs,
与基督同作后嗣,
if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him.
如果我们和他一同受苦, 也必和他一同得荣耀。
Do you see that divine connection?
有没有看到这之间神圣的连接?
The leading of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵的引导,
the making of sons,
制作儿子,
and glory in the end.
最终得荣耀,
it's absolutely clear.
非常非常清楚,
it's the only way you can be prepared.
这是你能够被预备的唯一的方式。
This is our path to sonship.
这是讲到神儿子的名分。
We read already these verses in Galatians chapter 4 these last days.
在加拉太书第四章，我们也读到这样的经文。
In verses 5 through 7, it says in there, the whole point is that we might receive sonship.
从第五节到第七节讲的唯一点就是我们可以得儿子的名分。
But think about it, how are we to receive sonship?
但是想想我们怎么能够得到神儿子的名分。
Paul shared the secret with the Galatian church.
保罗跟加拉太书的教会分享了这当中的秘诀。
He said God has sent out the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
他说神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Brothers and sisters, there is nothing more tremendous than the indwelling Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，再没有比内在的圣灵更加重要了。
Can you imagine a more wonderful thing in the Christian life?
在基督徒生命当中，你还能想象比这个更美好的事吗？
God, it says right here, God put the very spirit of his son in our spirits so that we might receive sonship.
神在这里说，他把他自己儿子的灵放到我们的灵里面，让我们可以得着儿子的名分。
This is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
这就是内住的圣灵。
I think it's obviously one of the greatest miracles in the whole Bible when the Lord was born of a woman by the Holy Spirit.
我想在整个圣经当中，神的儿子为女子所生，这是一个极大极大的神迹。
I think that's tremendous.
我想这是极大的神迹。
He became Emmanuel.
他成为以马内利。
The wonder of that birth is God with us.
那句经文的意思就是神与我们同在。
But the wonder of this tremendous secret of the indwelling Holy Spirit, this miracle to me seems almost greater. It is God in us.
那么神的灵住在我们的里面，对我来讲的来讲，这是一个更大的神迹，就是神的灵在我们里面。
I can understand God being with us.
我可以明白神与我们同在。
But it's very hard for me to take in and comprehend God in us.
但是呢，讲到说神在我里面，我则很难接受，也很难明白。
That is the secret of becoming a son of God.
这是我们成为神的儿子的秘诀。
It is such a tremendous thing.
这是何等重要的事。
And if you just can imagine, now it's the Holy Spirit's responsibility to bring us to sonship.
你能够想象吗？现在就是圣灵的责任，把我们带入到神儿子的名分。
It is the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Spirit's responsibility to make us sons.
是圣灵内住的圣灵的责任，把我们制作成为儿子。
And it is our responsibility, make sure you hear me here, it is our responsibility just to follow his leading.
请大家听清楚了。我们的责任就是跟从圣灵的引导。
This was the Lord's heart before he ever left the earth.
这是主在离开这个世界之后他的之前他的心意。
Look at with me just a moment at John 14.
跟我一起来看约翰福音第十四章。
I think this is tremendous.
这是非常重要的。
Verse 16 through 18.
十四章第十六节到第十八节。
And I will beg the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
Think of that, that the Holy Spirit may be with us forever.
想一想，圣灵要永远住在我们里面。
The spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him nor know him, but you know him, for he abides with you, and listen to these words, and shall be in you.
就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在。请注意，下面也要在你们里面。
How tremendous that is.
这何等的重要。
He says in verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans.
第十八节他又说，我不撇下你们为孤儿。
Can you imagine a greater miracle than the indwelling Holy Spirit?
你能够想象一个比内住的圣灵更大的神迹吗？
Brothers and sisters, every provision has been made for us to be prepared as sons.
弟兄姐妹，为我们预备成为儿子的每一项准备都已经有了。
And look what he says in verse 20.
第二十节又说，
In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you.
到那日你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
How tremendous that is.
这是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习顺从圣灵的引导。
I tell you, it's so important. We'll never be made sons without this.
如果没有这样的话，我们就永远不能成为儿子。
We receive this Holy Spirit when we're born again.
当我们重生的时候，我们就接受了这个圣灵。
We have the option of staying these immature, self-centered babes.
我们开始的时候就是以自我为中心、自私自利的婴孩。
Or we have this option to learn to follow the Holy Spirit's leading.
我们也有选择跟从圣灵的我们也可以跟从圣灵的选择。
You know, many people, many Christians get confused about the Holy Spirit.
很多人，很多基督徒都不明白圣灵。
I don't think it's confusing at all.
我觉得一点都不用疑惑。
I think the marvelous thing is that God, the God of glory has given us his spirit to be in us.
我觉得最奇妙的事就是神将圣灵赐给我们。
We have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵的浸。
Or the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
或者在圣灵里面的浸。
And that is a one-time event.
这是一次性的。
Where we are baptized into one spirit, into Christ. We are baptized into one body in Christ, it says in 1 Corinthians 12.
哥林多前书十二章告诉我们说，我们受洗进入一个身体。
For by the power of one Spirit, we have been baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bond or free, and all have been given to drink of one Spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
This happened at the day of Pentecost for the Jews.
对犹太人来说，就是五旬节那天发生的。
This happened in the house of Cornelius for the Gentiles.
对外邦人来说，就是发生在哥尼流家的。
This happens to every one of us who since has believed in the Lord Jesus and been born of his Spirit.
对于我们每一个信耶稣基督并且接受耶稣基督的人，就发生在我们接受的那一刻。
And then Christians get confused about the filling of the Spirit.
那么基督徒呢，感到疑惑的是圣灵的充满。
If you look in the book of Acts, the filling of the Spirit occurs numerous times.
那如果我们看使徒行传的话，我们看到圣灵充满出现了很多次。
The baptism of the Spirit occurs only twice, as I spoke in Acts.
在使徒行传中， 圣灵的进就像我讲的一样，只出现了两次。
So we conclude in God's mercy towards believers, there is one baptism and many fillings.
但是我们感谢神，让我们知道只有一次的进，但是有许多次的充满。
Thank God, again and again, we can be filled with the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，我们可以一次次被圣灵所充满。
That is how He prepares us to be sons.
他就是这样来预备我们成为儿子。
And then the third aspect is the one we're speaking of. It's the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那么讲的第三点就是内住的圣灵。
He is the source and the power of the Christian life.
他是基督徒生命的根源和力量。
And when we obey His leading, then we become sons.
当我们顺从他的带领的时候，我们就成为儿子。
Now, what does it mean to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit?
跟从圣灵的带领是什么意思呢？
There are a few things that I think about.
我想到有几件事。
First, we must learn to hear His still, small voice.
首先，我们要听他微小的声音。
You remember in 1 Kings, well, maybe we'll read a couple of verses. 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上第十九章。
Let me read these. Bear with me a second. 11 through verse 13.
11节到第13节。
And this is speaking to Elijah, the prophet, who had ran from Jezebel and hid himself in the cave. You remember the story.
这是讲到先知以利亚，他为了逃避耶洗别而躲在山洞里。
And he had come to the wrong conclusion that he alone was faithful to God.
他得出一个错误的结论，以为只有他自己对神忠心。
And you remember the Lord's word to him.
我们也记得神对他所说的话。
The Lord's word said, I have 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
神说，我为自己保留了7,000没有向巴利屈膝的。
And now go to verses 11 through 13.
然后来到第11到第13节。
And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before Jehovah. And behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind.
耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中。
And after the wind and earthquake, and Jehovah was not in the earthquake.
风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。
And after the earthquake of fire, and Jehovah was not in the fire.
地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中。
And after the fire, a still small voice.
火后有微小的声音。
And it came to pass when Elijah heard it.
以利亚听见。
Brothers and sisters, one of the most important things we can learn to do as believers is learn to hear the still small voice.
作为一个信徒，我们要学的最重要的一样功课就是听见微小的声音。
If we're going to be made sons of God, we have to learn the still small voice.
我们如果要被制作成神的儿子，我们必须听神微小的声音。
Not the wind and the earthquake and the fire that's so important.
不是说风或者地震或者火不重要。
Many, many Christians like the spectacular.
很多基督徒都喜欢看见这样奇妙的事。
Brothers and sisters, it's not in the spectacular.
但是神不在其中。
The secret for the prophet, and the secret for you and me, and the secret for everyone that's being made a son of God is the still small voice that the prophet finally heard.
对于你我，对于每一个基督徒，对于要制作成神的儿子的人来说，那个奥秘乃是要听见微小的声音。
Do you know what the most important thing is for a son of God?
对神的儿子最重要的是,
The most important thing for a son of God is to have a hearing ear.
神的儿子最重要的事情是一个能听的耳朵。
You remember when you go to the book of Revelations, chapter 2 and 3, those letters to the seven churches?
当我们来看启示录第二章、第三章写给七个教会的书信的时候,
Every one of those churches had different circumstances and different problems, just like the churches we know today.
每一个教会都有自己的环境，都有自己的问题，跟今天的教会是一样的。
And yet with every one of those churches, there was one supreme element that the Lord who was walking among the candlesticks said to them.
那位在七个灯台当中行走的对这七个教会的每一个教会都有一句非常重要的话。
To each of those churches, there was one word that was the absolute same.
对这七个教会中的每一个都有一句话是完全一样的。
He said, He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
那句话就是凡有耳的让他听见圣灵对教会所说的话。If
we're going to be sons of God, we must have a hearing ear.
我们要成为神的儿子，我们必须有一个能听的耳朵。The
second thing, if we're going to be sons of God, there's another thing in regard to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们成为神的儿子，顺从圣灵的引导的第二件事情乃是
，We must learn to follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们要顺从圣灵的恩膏的带领。Look
at 1 John, John's epistle, 1 John 2, verse 20.
我们一起来看约翰一书第二章第二十节。And
you have the unction from the Holy One. And you know all things.
你们从圣者受了恩膏，并知道这一切的事。
This is the privilege of every believer.
这是每一个信徒的特权。
We have that unction within us.
我们有恩膏在我们里面。
We have that anointing within us.
我们里面有恩膏。
We have that resident teacher within us.
我们有同住的教师在我们里面。Look
at verses 26 and 27.
我们来看26、27节。These
things have I written to you concerning those who lead you astray.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。And
yourselves, the unction which you have received from him abides in you. And you have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same unction teaches you as to all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it is taught you, you shall abide in him.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。 这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训，住在主里面。The
King James Version uses the word "the anointing is in us."
清经本的圣经呢，是讲到说，恩膏住在我们里面。But
if you can imagine anything more wonderful than this, to prepare us to be sons.
要预备我们成为神的儿子，再没有比这个更奇妙的了。
Think about this, brothers and sisters. The only way I know how to illustrate it, it's sort of like a divine GPS.
那我能够想象的一个，只能够想象到一个比喻，那就是呢，神圣的GPS，神圣的导航。First
of all, if you cut on your GPS and you listen to your GPS,
首先呢，你要打开你的导航，然后要听从它。
It will get you where it's taking you.
它就会带你所要去的地方。It's
the same way with the unction and the anointing.
那恩膏的教训也是一样。If
we're listening to the unction and the anointing, it'll get us where he's taking us.
就会把我们带到他要带我们去的地方。
It will be the thing that brings us to glory.
也就是把我们带到荣耀里去。
And the third thing about the indwelling Holy Spirit,
关于内住圣灵的第三件事,
we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
不要让圣灵担忧。
This is a very sobering exhortation.
这是对我们一个极大的,
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
以弗所书4章30节,不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
It's easy to grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们很容易让圣灵担忧。
If you look at the context, it's in our behavior and in our words it's talking about.
如果我们看上下文的时候，那就是讲到我们行事为人。
It's so easy for us to say something and do something, and the Holy Spirit is grieved.
我们很容易说一些事，做一些事，让圣灵担忧。Let
me make it absolute clear.
让我讲得清楚一些。The
Holy Spirit never leaves us.
圣灵永远不会离开我们。But
the Holy Spirit may go dark and silent in us.
但是圣灵在我们里面可能不说话。The
Holy Spirit is a divine gentleman.
圣灵是一位神圣的绅士。He
will never force his opinion on us.
他不会强迫我们接受他的观点。We're
to listen to the Holy Spirit.
是要我们听他。We're
to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们要跟从他的引导。And
we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit. If you continuously grieve the Holy Spirit by your words and by your actions, then you cannot become a son.
如果我们的行为言语一直让圣灵担忧的话，我们就不能成为神的儿子。I
liken this to a divine spiritual alarm system.
我喜欢用一个词，就是神圣的警告系统，警报系统。
It goes off. You know when you grieve the Holy Spirit. There's a sense in you. If you're sensitive, there's a restraint in you.
那么就在当你是圣灵担忧的时候，这个警报系统就会发生，你心里面就会感觉到。The
Holy Spirit will whisper with that still small voice, that wasn't right. That wasn't right.
圣灵仍然用微小的声音对你说，这不对了，这不对了。
And when you hear that voice and you follow that voice, peace comes into your heart.
如果你听见那个声音，并且跟从那个声音的话，你心里平安就来到你的心里。
But if you disobey that voice and you ignore that voice and you grieve the Holy Spirit,
如果你不听，你忽略那个声音，那么圣灵就会担忧。
It is to your peril.
这是由你来决定。
Do you hear the still small voice?
你能够听见那微小的声音吗?
Do you know the divine teacher within you, the unction, the anointing?
你知道那神圣的教师在你里面给你恩膏的教训吗?
Are you spiritually sensitive that you don't grieve the Holy Spirit?
你灵里面是敏感的吗?
This is how we're made sons.
我们是这样被做成儿子。
Now last few things.
最后几件事,
you cannot be made a son unless you learn to take up your cross and follow him.
除非你背起十字架来跟从他，你不能被做成神的儿子。
I remember what Brother Kong said when he was speaking on sons and sonship years ago.
我记得许多年以前，江弟兄讲到儿子和儿子名分的时候，他所说的。
He said, how are we going to grow up from children to manhood and womanhood to be sons?
他说我们怎样从一个婴孩能够成为一个成熟的人呢?
It is by the way of the cross.
乃是借着十字架的道路。
You remember after that great revelation of Peter in Matthew 16.
在马太福音第十六章，彼得得到那极大的启示之后。
You remember what the Lord said to his disciples in verses 24 to 26.
大家记得在第24、第26节主对他门徒所说的话。
Then Jesus says to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
耶稣对他的门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whosoever shall desire to save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
How important is the cross to becoming a son of God?
要成为神的儿子，十字架是何等的重要。
Many believers don't understand the whole work of the cross.
很多信徒不明白十字架的工作。
They understand the cross upon which the Lord Jesus died.
他们明白耶稣基督被钉死的那个十字架。
That was his vicarious sufferings that we have no part in.
那是神自己所的啊，那是基督自己的十字架，跟我们没有任何的份。
He died as a substitute for us.
他为我们替死。
That is how we're saved from death.
我们就这样从死亡中被拯救出来。
Then there's Romans 6, the inclusive part of the cross. When he died, we died with him.
然而在罗马书第六章则讲到那个包括的十字架，就是他死的时候，我们跟他同死。
And when he was raised, we were raised with him in newness of life.
当他复活的时候，我们用新生的样式复活。
This is the victory over the power of sin.
这是从罪的权势中得胜。
This is to be saved from the power of sin.
使我们从罪的权势下得救。
But even less do believers understand the daily cross.
而更少的基督徒能够明白我们每天的十字架。
Without it, you can never be made a son of God.
没有这个十字架，我们永远不会成为神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, when you read Matthew 16, you discover this is how we're saved from ourselves, our soul life, from ourselves.
我们读马太福音第十六章就知道，神就是这样把我们从我们的魂生命当中，从我们自己当中拯救出来。
Many people think the greatest enemy is Satan.
很多人以为撒旦是我们最大的仇敌。
I don't think these people really understand the cross.
我想他们不真正的明白十字架。
The greatest enemy is our self-life.
我们最大的敌人是我们的己生命。
This is what Matthew 16 is talking about.
马太福音第十六章讲到的就是这件事。
Your soul life wants to be on the throne. Your self life wants to be on the throne.
你的魂生命，你自己的生命想要做王。
This is being saved from self.
这是我们要从这当中被拯救出来。
Brothers and sisters, every provision has been made by the Holy Spirit for us to be made sons.
圣灵为我们预备了一切，使我们可以被做成神的儿子。
There's a last little thing about how to be made sons.
关于被制成神的儿子，还有最后一件小事。
This was the last word of the Apostle Peter to the church.
这是使徒彼得对教会所说的最后的话。
Look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Maybe. Hold on, I was looking at 2 Peter chapter 1. That'll get you in trouble every time. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever, to the day of eternity. Amen.
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿门。
If we're going to be made sons of God, we must grow in grace.
如果我们要被制作成神的儿子，就必须在恩典上长进。
That was what Peter talked about when he talked about glory.
当彼得讲荣耀的时候，就是讲到这一点。
This is the last thing I want to leave with you tonight.
这是我今天晚上想跟大家讲的最后一点。Brothers
and sisters, every grace has been made available to us in the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，在耶稣基督里面，我们所需要的一切的恩典都已经预备了。Every
grace so that we might be able to become mature sons and grow in grace.
我们能够成为成熟的儿子的需要增长的恩典。Let
me put it in a pretty strong way.
让我强调一点说。If
we fall short of the grace of God, it is not because sufficient grace was not provided.
如果我们够不上神的恩典，不是因为没有神没有给我们足够的恩典。But
provided grace was not taken.
而是我们没有取用神供应给我们的恩典。It
was not that sufficient grace was not provided.
不是没有给我们足够的恩典。It
was that provided grace was not taken.
而是我们没有支取神供应给我们的恩典。Thank
God for the grace of God.
感谢神他赐给我们恩典。I
love those phrases in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7.
我非常喜欢《腓立比书》第一章第七节里面所说的话。According
to the riches of his grace.
按照他丰富的恩典。And
when you go to chapter 2, verse 7 of Ephesians, it says that he might display in the coming ages the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
而在 以弗所书第二章第七节则是说，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩典，显明给后来的世代看。You
remember the secret that was revealed to the Apostle Paul?
大家还记得向神、向使徒保罗所启示的奥秘吗？You
remember the thorn in the flesh? How great that thorn in the flesh was?
神让他 身上有一根刺，那是一个非常大的刺。
The single lesson to the Apostle Paul was, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
使徒保罗学到的唯一的功课就是我的恩典够你用的。How
tremendous that is!
这是何等的重要！And
listen to Paul's testimony.
让我们一起听保罗的见证。
I think this is a glorious verse.
这是非常充满荣耀的经文。
1 Corinthians 15:10, he said this.
哥林多前书15章第10节，保罗说，
But by God's grace I am what I am, and his grace, which was towards me, has not been in vain. But I have labored more abundantly than they all, but not I, but the grace of God, which was with me.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。This
is the secret to being prepared as a son.
这是我们预备成为神儿子的秘诀。Brothers
and sisters, this is the burden the Lord has laid on my heart for this evening.
这是今天晚上神放在我心里面的负担。Newborn
children are born.
出生的婴儿是已经出生了。
Newborn babes are born.
新生的婴孩已经出生了。
Sons are made.
但儿子却是制作的。
And the glorious encouragement from the word of God is that everything has been provided so that we might be made into his image.
神的话赐给我们荣耀的鼓励，就是神已经为我们预备了一切，使我们可以被制作成神的儿子。
There's not one thing that's lacking.
一样都不缺少。
As a loving father, he provides all the child training we need to do to grow up.
这位爱我们的父，他为我们预备了一切我们需要经过孩童的训练所需要的。
As the promise of the Father, he gives us the indwelling Holy Spirit that he might take up responsibility to make us sons.
这位给我们应许的父，他赐给我们内住的圣灵，让我们可以成为像他的儿子一样。
We are encouraged to take up our cross and follow him daily.
神也鼓励我们，让我们背起自己的十字架，天天来跟从他。
Only by this will we be saved from ourselves.
只有这样，我们才能够被从我们自己当中拯救出来。
And finally, we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord.
最终呢，我们将要在恩典和知识上长进。
And brothers and sisters, the glorious encouragement is this. Every grace has been made available to us that we might be able to do that.
弟兄姐妹，带给我们荣耀的鼓励是我们所需要的一切神都已经预备了，让我们可以被制作成神的儿子。
The riches of his grace.
他恩典的丰富。
All sufficient grace.
最对丰满的恩典，所有我们所需要的一切的恩典。
I think of what he said of the early church in Acts 4, verse 33, and great grace was upon them.
就像使徒行传四章三十三节讲到初期的教会的时候说，众人都蒙了大恩。
These are the secrets to be prepared to be a son.
这是让我们预备成为神儿子的奥秘。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful that you have made every provision.
你为我们预备了一切。
What can we say to all of these things?
对于这些我们能够说什么呢?
It is your great purpose to make us sons.
是你自己的目的要制作你的儿子。
You are doing this work of molding us and making us like clay.
你自己在我们当中，你就把我们这些泥土要塑造成为你的器皿的工作。
As a loving father, you're child training us so that we can grow up.
是慈爱的父在训练我们这些孩子，让我们可以成长。
Is the greatest provision ever made. You have put the Holy Spirit within us to make us into sons.
你将圣灵赐给我们，让我们成为你的，让我们成为你的儿子。
How we thank you for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
为这内住的圣灵，我们要何等的感谢你。
It would be impossible to live the Christian life without the indwelling Holy Spirit.
没有这内在的圣灵，我们不可能有基督徒的生活。
And Lord, how we need to learn to take up our cross daily and follow you.
何等，主啊，我们何等需要背起我们的十字架，天天来跟从你。
Help us do that, Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
And then, Lord, what great grace has been provided.
主啊，你又为我们预备了何等大的恩典。
What Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
就像使徒保罗所说的，我今天成为了何等样的人，都是神的恩所赐的。
Let that be our testimony at the end when we stand before you.
何等盼望，当最终我们站在你面前的时候，这就是我们的见证。
We took all the grace that was afforded to us.
我们把你所赐给我们所有的恩典。
And we allow that grace to do its ultimate work.
让恩典在我们身上完成最终的工作。
And in the end, we were made sons who were brought to glory.
最终，我们可以成为带到荣耀里面的儿子，你所做成的儿子。
Lord, all these things we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus and for
为这
your
一
sake.
切，为这一切，我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.